Just one quick question. I apologize for already talked about it. We have a meeting tomorrow morning as well, the same meeting?
No, this is another item that we wanted to discuss. It was on the agenda for last week. We want to cancel the meeting in the morning. And since this is very late in the evening for our Chinese friends, I would like to try to bump this meeting by about, David, 2 hours. Would that be okay by you?
To make it earlier by 2 hours?
Yeah.
Fine by me.
David, is that okay by you?
Let's start and see.
Okay, so I'll bump it up. It will be more accessible to everybody. Okay, so I'll start by sharing my screen. Just one sec.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Michael. Seishu here. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, Michael, if you move it to us before, then the issue which we will have is the conflict with the PTL meeting, right, at 7 o'clock, at half past 6 o'clock of PST. So we need to move 2.5 hours ahead before, if at all we have to reschedule it, we have to reschedule 2.5 hours before, right?
That will only leave me, then I'll be only be able to bump it up by 1 hour, because anything earlier than that, David will be able to attend because he's located in the US.
Right. So I know there's a lot of conflict in this thing. Actually, it's not easy to move anything here and there.
So let's start by bumping it up 1 hour earlier. This will be a little bit easier for our friends.
If you 1 hour earlier, then we'll have conflict with use case UI. That's also there. Yeah, but anyways, we have to live with something.
Yeah.
But 1 hour should be okay at least.
So let's start by 1 hour. I'll bump it up. Tomorrow's meeting will be canceled. And for next week, I'll bump it up by 1 hour.
Yeah, should be okay, I guess.
Okay, so let's start.
Yep.
Okay, can everybody see my screen? Guys, is my screen visible?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great.
Yes.
David, would you like to give us a certain explanation of what we're seeing?
Michael, I think, you know, there was a question last week about creating network connectivity between two virtual functions. So this is what we should try and demonstrate.
So
see whether there are some questions and we are missing some functionality. So start with as a service. Guys, if you have any questions about what Michael is currently doing, please don't hesitate to ask.
Just a small question. This is just a general info regarding the service. It allows you to create a name, to assign a category to it. We have a certain tags that can be assigned. There's the project ID, and the contact ID is the user that is currently creating this service. Okay. Since the service is currently empty under the TOSC artifacts, there's actually nothing. If you generate a CSAR, it will be empty because nothing is actually in it. We'll just have the basic service template. So we'll go into the composition. This is the screen that allows you to actually connect two VFs on the service level. David, would you like to direct me? What should I drag? David, are you speaking?
Sorry, I was on mute. So I just said that you need to select two virtual functions from the left side, from the left pane.
Okay, do you have a specific...
I know, that's network elements. Try something... take something from network layer 2 to 3. No, the bottom, at the bottom, yeah. Yeah, let's try again. Let's see. Select the Okay. And now you need to connect them using the network.
Which
right here you should select.
There are capabilities.
That's one option. Another option is to select the network from the left pane.
Which one? The binding.
On the left pane.
Left pane.
Close this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the left pane.
Here.
Go to the left side. Right. Now select search for virtual link. So you could select one of them and then just connect
this one, the VL?
Take a VL.
Okay.
And now just connect both through the VL.
On which?
Linkable and linkable.
This one was okay?
VL. I know each one of it's linkable, so pick whatever you want. That's the port from the CPE. Mm-hmm. And do the same.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Again, just for this, it's just the sake of the demonstration. And now if you will click, choose the VL. And on the right side, select properties. I think it's the middle. This, yeah. Here you have the set of all the properties on that virtual link. And you could basically set whatever you need. So the question is, I don't recall who asked about what capability exists in terms of virtual links in SDC, but the question is whether that's, you know, answer the question.
Okay.
Last week there was a question, I don't recall who raised that, about the ability to define network between virtual functions. And we promised to demonstrate that in today's meeting. So I just want to make sure that...
Okay. Are there any questions or specific things that anybody would like to see or ask right now while we're still in the system, so we'll be able to present them or explain, clarify them?
So I have a question here. So the virtual link, the type, the property type, network type, what other choices there for the network type? Can we choose a VLAN or a VXLAN, or what other available choices for the network type?
So the network type,
yes,
and is something that SO is using. At the moment, there is a predefined set that SO is supporting. If I recall correctly, it's mapped to the heat template that SO is using to create a specific network. So if we need to support, you know, we need to add additional network types, this should be synced with SO. Although in that particular case, I think that SO is not involved. So we just need to decide what type of information we would like to have there.
Basically, you are saying we can input anything there as long as SO can understand it. Is that what you're saying?
Again, yes. But again, it's in a situation or for a service where SO is responsible for creating the network. So, for example, if the network is, it should be, I think, again, it's mapped to some heat templates that SO has spread, you know, has a predefined list of, and it's using this, you know, it's using this in order to know which heat template to use for orchestration. But that question is for the SO. It's more for SO because this specific property is used by SO. So.
Okay. Another question I saw on the email list, basically some people ask you, right now you can connect two virtual VNFs. If you want to add another one, because this virtual link can be a network, so you can have more than two VNFs on it. Can you do that?
You want to connect to the same virtual link more than one virtual function? Yeah, it should be possible. Michael, could you please add? Another one and
another VL or another
select another virtual function.
Okay. One of these, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just connect it to the virtual link. And more than that, if we need to add new type of virtual links like ELAN or whatever, we just need to identify that and make sure that we have that in SDC. That should not be a problem because all of them are deriving from VL. So it should not be a problem to add additional virtual link types. We just need to, you know, identify that upfront and make sure that we have that in the catalog.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, so I think that we're good for now, and let's move for the next topic.
Oh, by the way, if no other question, I want to ask another one. So I saw early on you have a resource called a physical PNF on the left side. My question is, can you use that PNF to design something like this instead of using a VNF? Can you use a PNF and connect through the virtual links? You have in the.
Could you please repeat the question?
My question is, I saw in the resource type right now you add one more resource called the PNF, in the resource part when you do the starting the creating the service, there's type of PNF that's new I saw, and yes. Can you use that as a design, you know, SDC to basically draw something similar as you use the VNF?
What the PNF? Yeah. You're asking about the PNF?
Right.
Yeah, this is this stands for physical network function, you know, and we just added that as an additional type. For example, the VCP use case need that type. So, and I guess there are other cases.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
So there is ability.
For the VoLTE, we need for the WAN service design, we need a PNF, and we need to design a network across the PNF. So is that available already? Just as you shown on the VNF, can we use a PNF instead and use a virtual link to connect the PNF? You get my question?
Part of, sorry. Could you please repeat?
I'm saying just as you show with the VNF, right? Can you do that similar with the PNF? Basically have a two PNF and then use a virtual link to connect them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you do that already in SDC?
Let's see, let's try.
It's a new functionality that was added, so we need to check. And for what use case do you need this functionality?
For the VoLTE, we want to design WAN service, right? That's part of the, I think that's the part of the thing we want to close this week, for the how to design WAN service with SDC. So for the WAN service, we use a PNF, those DC gateway and PEs.
David, but I think this this option was not something discussed when we were discussing the design of the WAN, if I remember correctly.
No. So
it's something new. Now I see that we don't have here any option to select the virtual functions.
Yeah. You tried to create what? You tried to create a new PNF?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. We need Eden for that to see what functionality currently exists. I'm not sure that it's completed yet.
Okay.
So,
Yang, if you'll provide me with the questions regarding the PNF that you want, because this is something new. All the last conversations we had regarding the WAN modeling, this was not something that we were discussing as an option. This is something new. If you'll direct me with the questions, I'll check all the information for you. Just send me an email, and I'll return to you with an answer.
Yeah. But, you know, the only thing that I'm not sure I fully understand is that you're asking that, the question about the PNF is related to the WAN service, which I'm not sure I fully understand why.
I thought I was following last week. Basically, we have a WAN service which is not defined yet. That's for the VoLTE use case. That's a discussion under discussion, right? So how to support a VoLTE WAN service. When you design the end-to-end VoLTE, part of it is a WAN service. That is using a PNF instead of VNF.
Yeah, but it's not, your meaning in terms of the type, the service, you know, the type which is a WAN rather than the resource is going to be WAN rather than a VF or something like that? That's the reason for the questions, or it's you want to use a PNF while modeling the WAN service?
The second one, using the PNF to modeling the WAN service. That requires the virtual link as well as
I see. So let's discuss this in a separate call because, you know, a week ago, last week or a week before that, we had a short discussion about the WAN service. And my understanding that the whole idea was to try and simplify it for our WAN. So instead of creating a service which includes multiple resources inside, it was all about a single resource. So let's meet and discuss that and decide how we want the WAN service to look. And more than that, we need to make sure that the SDN controller knows how to consume this model and use it.
Okay, I thought we said we would support it. No, that's not maybe I missed something last week. But anyway.
Okay. But in any case, I think that it would be best if we could meet sometime this week to discuss the WAN service and make sure that we are all aligned with how this service looks. Just in case to make sure that SDC can support it, SDN controller can support it.
Hi, Derek. Can you hear me, Derek? Hello?
Yeah.
I have a question about here. Hey. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I guess all we know that in the VoLTE user case, VoLTE E2E service got several VNF. I have to ask the this several VNF had to connect with the virtual link. We have to connect this VNF with the virtual link or not. For example, we got the one service as a we got the one service as a VNF. This VNF had to connect with another VNF, or you can just separate put into the voted E2E service.
David, can you help answer this question? I missed some of the call last week.
I mean, the VNF have to be connected or not? Or we just put it in the service and let it separate from each other. And also, it works.
Who can answer this question? I think it's important.
Guys, I wasn't listening. Sorry. What was the question?
I mean, the VNF in the service had to be connected to each other, or just put them in and let them separate from each other. Such as the we got the one the VNF in the VoLTE E2E service, the one to VNF has to be connected with VEPC or the VIMIS with a virtual link or not. Can we make the one VNF as the separated VNF? I'm not sure the virtual link is necessary or not.
So, my suggestion, let's have a dedicated session to go over, you know, what you would like to achieve and the current SBC capabilities, and see if we are missing something. Because we have additional items on our today's agenda, and I would like to make sure that we at least discussing them, and we can have another session tomorrow morning or on Wednesday, and you know, and continue to discuss the design, how you do specific design with SBC. That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
Can you make it tomorrow? Because Thursday is going to be M3, so we better do it.
I will set up a call for tomorrow.
Great. And it would be great if you could send upfront all the questions that you have. So we will make sure that we have everything that we need in SBC. For example, if you have a question about specific type of network or specific type of virtual function, we will try to see if we can have that in SBC. Again, it will not be the VoLTE virtual function, because this is something we're still in developing, but then we will try to do some to use some other examples. So let's move to the
workflow.
Let's move to the next topic. Let's discuss the workflow designer.
Yeah. I think that would be great. Hobing, you're representing the workflow, right?
Hello, Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, Hobing, I can hear you.
OK, Okay, okay. Nibo from ZT will present this. A moment. It's already there.
Okay, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I will share my screen.
Okay, I'll drop mine.
Okay.
One sec. And here you go.
Okay. Okay, as I introduced in the previous class, we framework flow designer implements some of the standard BPM elements, and we do some for our special use, we do some extensions. The extensions mainly include three parts. The first one is list task and Tosca task and the subprocess. We use the list task to invoke other microservices, and in the future there will maybe a subprocess center. So all of the workflows will be in this center, and they can be imported into our new workflow. So this workflow, workflows can be reused. And the third kind of task is a Tosca task. By this kind of task, we can invoke interfaces which bind in the Tosca load types. And we also can reference load properties.
I have to say, I'm having a hard trouble hearing you. You have a bad line or something, because I'm barely hearing you.
Sorry, can you help me?
I'm barely hearing you.
How about this?
A little bit better now. I want to direct this discussion. Our discussion right now is more along the lines not of the internal workflow design, but more regarding the connection point between the workflow and the SDC. I think we need the second slide you are showing. This is more of an internal understanding of the workflow. I want to focus more on the integration itself and how you're going to communicate with SDC and how people are going to log in into your designer.
Yes, the first this one is I want to introduce about workflow designer, and the next page I will introduce about how to integrate workflow designer into SDC.
I think in the interest of time, let's go to the second slide. If you'd like, we can schedule another. I know that we have already a couple of discussions regarding the designer itself and about its functionality and explanations. If you want, we can schedule an additional call. But let's focus here more on the integration part, because this is the place where everybody's available, and I want to spend that time on that.
Okay. I will just jump to the second page.
Okay. Yeah.
We think we should integrate workflow designer into SDC. At first, workflow designer is an independent component of SDC. It's the same as resource designer and service designer. Sorry, I hear a lot of, okay, thanks. Workflow designer can be opened by resource designer and service designer, because in resource designer and service designer, both they can have workflow, both of them can have workflow. So we think at first resource and service designer both can open workflow designer. That's the for the first thing. And the signal is workflow designer just have a UI. So the all of the workflow definitions will be saved in the catalog. So there may be some interfaces between the catalog and the workflow designer. Workflow designer may get the get and save the workflow definitions. And there is a the third line is as I just mentioned, the workflow designer should get some data of the Tosca template. For example, the workflow designer may get all of the nodes and definition in the Tosca template, and the interfaces and the properties of the nodes. So there may be some APIs yes, about how to get the those data. So in integrate workflow designer into SDC, there may be we have four problems. The first one is how should we open workflow designer in browser?
Okay, let's start going over your questions and perhaps that will progress. First of all, again, in the interest of time, I'm not sure for R1, the workflow designer will be accessed from inside the SDC itself. Perhaps for R1, in the interest of time, it will be as a standalone application that the user will be able to access without the SDC, just the front end. Because the SDC integration is based, it depends on the UI framework. We have a couple of different integrations, and it will take some time because we have a certain integration that works on React UI interface, and we have a different one that's used for Angular. Now, from what I remember, Workflow Designer is neither of those. And it will take us some time to integrate you, and it will require a lot of changes. So for R1, our proposition is that the workflow design will be as a standalone application that will be accessed with its own UI. As it is for, at least for R1. For R2, we can discuss some more in-depth integration to require changes on the workflow side to be able to onboard. So it will be able to onboard your designer as part of the SDC. In the end, the workflow will be the same. If you saw in our UI, there are sections on the upper side. There's the onboarding section, there's the DCA section, and the workflow will be as a different tab there. That will be the entry point. For R1, I think it will take us too long to implement this. This is regarding the workflow designer in the browser. Regarding the second question, how to query the same workflows. Again, it is my understanding that your workflow will be added to a service. You won't be storing the workflows as they are. You will be attaching them to something, if I'm not mistaken. Perhaps I need to do a little clarification here for question two. Right now, in OpenO, the workflows you are currently working on, where are they stored?
In OpenO, there is a component called a catalog. We could save the workflow definitions into catalog. So there is a there are two interfaces to query and save workflow data. So we think in SDC there may be also a important, so we can use it to save query with workflow definitions.
Can I please ask a question?
Yes, sir. Feel free.
I'm trying to understand. The blue boxes are the way it used to be?
No, it's SDC, Zor. It's SDC. It's the whole SDC. It's the catalog, resource designer, and service designer should be one application. And Zor, if you can please come closer to your phone, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where is the mic. Now it's better?
Not really.
I'm using the headset and I'm trying to find where to put the mic.
Found it. Okay, no, sorry. Now it's better. Yeah, you were hearing my hairs until now. I just want to make sure that we will have a workflow at the level of a resource. We'll have a workflow at the level of a resource, mm-hmm. And and all these workflows. Michael, mute please. You will have a workflow in the level of a resource, and then a workflow in the level of a service, and the service will use the resource workflow as a processes. I don't know the name you have for it. Correct?
No, I think SDC service don't have to use the workflow or resource. Maybe they are independent.
Yeah, I think we need a workflow in the resource level and in the service level. I'm going for your previous presentation to find the term you used. It would take me a second to find it, sorry. You have a process entity that can be used as a intermediate step, right? What is the name of it? Subprocess. So I would like to see the resource workflows as a subprocess accessible by the service workflow. It's possible today? Because I can create firewall and have a workflow who instantiates the firewall and have the resource ready with the workflow it needs. And then I want to create an internet connectivity package. So I want to use the firewall workflow as part of the internet connectivity service workflow as a sort of a black box.
Do you want to use the resource workflow as a sub-process of the service workflow?
Or something like this.
I think maybe we can do this in the future, because in the future we will have a workflow center, and in the workflow center, all of the workflows are reusable, so we can import our resource workflow into the service workflow. So I think this may be.
Sounds like a good idea, right?
Yes. At least
half decent. And as for a place to persist the data,
yes.
We have something in SDC called the Action Library, which is basically, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same notion as your. I need to think about it a little bit, but it's the same notion as your. I'm trying to find your slides. It's the same notion as your. Called it something like Action Lib, right? You had something like it in your presentation. Give me a second, I will find it.
So are the interfaces supported in right now?
What?
So you said we could persist.
I'm trying to think if it's something I'm trying to think if it's something in on non-app or not. I will check and tell you if it's a non-app thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
But if it's there, maybe it will be a good it will be a good solution. Because it's basically doing exactly what you want. It's putting. It's very similar architecture. You called it reusable process lib. You called it in one of your presentation. So it's about the same notion. You know, you have a process lib and you can reuse it. About the same. I need to work. I need to work with the team who did it and see. And see if it's usable.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. And how about the question three? As I mentioned, the workflow designer would get the interfaces and the properties of the nodes in Tosca template. So maybe there should be some interfaces so I can get those data.
From the SDC side, we already published in an understanding the workflow designer should work with our external APIs. We have a rich set of APIs that allows querying the catalog, it allows you to download CSRs, it allows you to receive artifacts from the CSR tab. It's our understanding that you should follow the same line. The API guide is available and you will be able to, using those APIs, to query your catalog and then to receive perhaps a CSR or one of the underlying artifacts. And you'll be able to have access to all the different parameters using those APIs.
But I think we need to make a better API that will expose the stuff that the workflow designer needs. I think that we need to provide them API to get the data that the connection points of the workflow and to get and to persist and get their workflow steps inside as artifacts inside our catalog data, because it will make our life much easier. It's not, I don't think it's a big issue, and I think it will make our life much easier.
I understand, Zohar, but right now, in the interest of time, as I said before, I'm not sure that defining new APIs will be an option we have on the table. Because
You know, you're a dev person and I'm an architect, so I need to dream about the next phases as well. They pay me to dream. They pay me to envision stuff, you know.
Feel free to add them to our tool. But right now, for R1, I think the best course of action, and at least to allow us some semblance of an integration, is using the current external APIs. They do provide option to query the catalog and to receive the VFs or the services that are available there. Using those ADs, it's possible to add new artifacts under those instances or services. And this will be the easiest way right now to create an integration to allow us to add the workflows to our application. Because if we'll start adding new APIs to allow different steps and attack and not follow the current, because right now from this discussion, I already see that we have a certain gap regarding the storage of the workflows themselves. Because I was under the impression that the workflow designer has an internal database. From the conversation right now, I understand that there was an external component that the workflow designer worked with to store all the workflows. So this is a certain gap that's now identified. We need to understand how can we mitigate that. So to answer question three, there are APIs. If you'd like, I'll send you a link. It's already under the API section for SDC, where we describe all of our external APIs. You can review and perhaps you can suggest. There is a full description of all the APIs and their responses. And if you'd like, we can assist you and direct you to the more relevant APIs there.
Hey, so how could I get this interfaces? How could I collect them?
The interfaces, get the interfaces and the properties. The properties are part of the CSR. You can download the CSR itself and look into it. That's one option. You can download the service template. That's another option. But again, I think this will have to have another call, a more in-depth call specifically on the workflow design integration, where we will be able to discuss the APIs more in depth. David, you were speaking, sorry.
I tried to summarize what we discussed, and you know, try maybe this would answer some of the remaining questions. So if you want, I can share what I summarized. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Give me a second.
People, you need to stop sharing.
I'm sorry. I still don't get how should I get this places. Or should we discuss in another?
Sorry.
Basically, we are not going to provide specific API to extract information from the template. You can use SDC Tosca parser to get that kind of information, but we are not. SDC is not providing specific API to get only portion of the template. You have API to get the template, whether it's a resource Tosca service template or a service Tosca service template, and either you will need to use your own Tosca parser or SDC Tosca parser to get the relevant information out of the template.
You mean I need to get the interfaces by our parser? Workflow designer.
Sorry?
Do you mean I have to get those data by myself in workflow designer?
Hi, Nivo, I think you are correct. You need to. Right now, the SDC only provide a CSR package or service template file. You need to use your Tosca parser to pass this file to get all the information workflow needed.
Right. Not necessarily the CSR. You can download just the template, but again, it's up to the workflow designer to process the template and extract the information it needs.
So I can download the CSR before the workflow designer, before I design a workflow. I can do that. Okay, I will think about that.
But David's suggestion is simply you can use the APIs to retrieve the CSR. We have a parser that allows you to query the CSR by itself and to retrieve any type of information you need from the CSR itself. After you have this information, you can call the relevant APIs to store the artifact on that VF for service.
Okay.
Nibo, okay. Please stop the sharing so other people can share their screen.
Did anyone else want to share something?
Okay, I think you can go over the points David highlighted here. The first of all, we have the concept.
Oh, I was on mute. Guys, sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So let me start all over. It seems like I was talking to myself. So the first item is that the workflow exists for both resources and services. The second item is that the workflow repository is part of the workflow tool, and not we are not going to store it in SDC catalog. We are not going to have a workflow repository which include, you know, the basic or the basic workflow that can be used by the workflow designer. Just to elaborate more about a bit more about it, that once you create a workflow and you associate that workflow with either a resource or the service, that particular workflow will be stored in ASDC catalog as part of the service or the resource.
But why not? Why not having another one? The workflows as artifacts and save them to the using the artifact API.
But it will be associated as we are associating that with a resource with service. We are not storing. We are not going to have a repository, a generic repository for workflows in our one.
No, no. All workflows we're talking about are only in the context of resource and or service at this time. Inside SDC, because we don't have any other first class citizens.
I understand. I'm just making a point that if there is an assumption that SDC is also going to store the generic workflow, you know, one that will not happen. It should be stored in if there are such, you know, such workflows that are part of the workflow tool repository and not
today.
Part of.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
If you came from within SDDC, you need to save the data back to SDDC, in my view. And if you came to the workflow designer from someplace else, you need to save it to someplace else. Don't care.
Correct. Yeah. You make that. Yeah. You explain that in a very simple way, and yeah, that's correct. We need to define two entry points for the workflow, one for the resource designer and the second one for the service designer. It could be, you know, it could be only one, and there would be some association based on the designing that you're currently doing, but this is something we need to define as part of the user interface. I will look for, you know, to identify possible places, and I encourage the workflow designer team to think about where they would like to see the entry point between the SDC, you know, to from the SDC to the workflow designer. And the last item is that the workflow designer would use SDC API. That's what you just discussed. You're going to use the SDC existing API to get the resource and the service models. And there are also API to associate artifacts with a resource and a service. So these are the set of APIs that the workflow designer should use in order to associate, you know, first to get the models, and then once there is the workflow is created, to associate that with the model. Have I missed anything?
Can you please just adjust the save part, the repository part? Where was it?
Section 2, the part 2.
Yeah, can you please make it more clear that whatever workflow that belongs to SDC will be saved in SDC?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Workflows would be...
I would say SDC workflow. SDC workflows would be saved in SDC. to make it really clear, it's only SDC workflows. But you know, my grandparents were lawyers. Thank you.
David, I have a question. You want to reach the UI interface point for R1?
We must have UI, you know, entry point in R1. But I will review and come with a suggestion for the next meeting. And as I said, I encourage the workflow design team to use SDC and come with their suggestion, and then we can decide what is the best place to get those, you know, these entry points to the workflow designer. You know, the only question I still have about that, and though I think that you might help here, the question is that should we have some kind of authentication between SDC and the workflow designer? Because
if they're using external API,
basically everybody's supposed to use AAF, but we will never manage to make, well, AF is not that hard, but I don't think we'll manage to do it in 4 weeks.
Wait for a second.
Yes.
Right now, they will be using the external API. This will mean that they will have basic authentication. As for R1, this is acceptable for their API calls to SDC. Regarding the UI interface, we'll need to think to go through, because we need to understand what kind of interface we can achieve with them, because we have
a meeting. We have a meeting tomorrow for everybody to use AAF. So I guess
again, AAF will not reach us for R1.
Okay.
So we're already past the meeting time. I just want to summarize the action items from this meeting. And if anyone would like to add, I will also post this recording later on today under the meeting notes, so we'll have a reference point. So the items right now that for tomorrow, we'll set up another meeting, which will be discussing the Volte requirements regarding the modeling of the one, the request to use the PNF. We will need to present a certain suggestion, or more correctly, according to what David just wrote, these are the guidelines for the workflow integration. The workflow team will need a way to store the workflows on its side. We will need to discuss the UI interfaces and how to integrate them if it's achievable. And for the workflow team, they'll need to review the SDC API guide to see the available APIs. If they'll have any questions regarding that item, I will be able to assist them there. I think that covers pretty much all, unless somebody else wants to add anything.
Michael, just clarify the time tomorrow. What is the time starting the meeting?
Once I'll set it up, I'll forward you the meeting. I will not set it up at this hour. I hope it will be about 2 hours earlier, because I want to give David a chance to join us. So we're blocked by 2 hours earlier tops.
You will send the invite, right?
Yeah, it will be sent. I will schedule the meeting the same way that I left it. It was a meeting. You will receive it through Ono Discuss.
Okay, thank you.
David, would you like to add anything to what I said, or are we good?
Hello, David. I'm open from ZT. I have seen there is some Tosca issue from the VFC and the SDC integration. Before the meeting, I sent the email to raise the issue. But now I think it's too late. Next meeting tomorrow, we can discuss it.
Again, we'll see if we'll have time, because it looks like we still need to discuss a couple of items regarding the one modeling. But I'll keep it in mind. And if you sent, you included me in the email?
Yes, I sent the email.
Okay, I'll take it.
There is still some issue.
Okay, I'll take a look at your email and try to answer that. We will try to address this tomorrow, but again, from earlier meetings, I know that perhaps we won't be able to reach it, but let's try to do it tomorrow if we'll be able to move quickly on the one modeling conversation. Okay, so I'm closing the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us, and see you on tomorrow's meeting.
Thank you all. Bye.
Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Oh, bye.